If a picture paints a thousand.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm feeling like a 70s DJ all of a sudden. If by Bread. One of my favorite songs, and a good reason to bring that one back out this morning. And there's an interview I've been waiting for quite a while since I first heard that she was going to be able to join us on the show. I've been really excited. We are joined this morning by a world-renowned artist. She's the only artist ever commissioned by the USGA and Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews to do the annual official paintings and prints of the U.S. Open, British Open. She's traveled the world from Scotland to Hong Kong, all over the U.S., and she joins us today, Ms. Linda Harto. So good to have you, Linda. Good morning.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
Now, I have to ask real quick, and I hope I'm not rubbing it in. We're here in Sarasota, Florida. It's going to be about 78 today. Where are you calling from?
Well, it isn't too bad. We're near Hilton Head on Spring Island.
Oh, okay, nice spot.
It's pretty cold for here, but nothing like north.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I must confess, I spent several hours this week on your website. I was really blown away by the incredible detail and I guess the vitality of your paintings. And can you tell us a little bit about your process and how you're able to capture these images on canvas?
Well, it is quite a comprehensive process. I visit the course and I spend a good bit of time there trying to figure out what scene sort of describes the essence of that course. And then I take a lot of photographs, early morning, late afternoon, most any time of day, really, but mostly those times. And then when I'm back in the studio, I sort of go through all those pictures and decide which ones I want to incorporate. It never seems to be just one picture. It's always like a combination of all of them.
Well,
the best part of this one.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because when you're putting together something like this, as opposed to a photo, you have the opportunity to take some artistic license. Do you ever combine times a day and images, things like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Now, I know you've
been better at different, earlier and or later, or, then the fairway looks better earlier or something. Just whatever it takes, really, to make you see what I want you to see. So I'll draw from just about anything I can put together to get.
Okay, confession time. Do you ever add trees or add things that you think should be there?
Well, not exactly. I've moved things around. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll move things around, not things you'd notice, but if I want it in there, I'll figure out how to get it in there.
I love it. I love it. Now, you've been
reason, obviously.
Sure, sure. You've been an artist all your life. How'd you get started painting golf courses?
Well, it was in 1984, and I had a show on Hilton Head Island, and someone from Augusta saw the show, and they called me and asked me if I could paint a golf course. And I said, sure. Landscape was my specialty, and so that's what got it started. I did the 13th hole in 1984, and then, I started doing them for them pretty much exclusively. And then other clubs started calling me, and by 1988, I was doing nothing but golf.
Unbelievable. Now, Augusta has a very special place in my heart. I have to confess, I've never been there. I've watched it every year for 30-something years with my dad every single year, and it has a very special place in my heart. Does it have that majesty? Does it have that beauty that we see in your pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely. I mean, it's otherworldly.
Yeah, every bit of it. To add to that, absolutely.
You have to go sometimes.
You have to go. Yeah. Not, you can't find a weed on that property.
I've got to do it. Well, folks, if you're listening, we're joined by Linda Harto, and I want to invite you, if you're listening online or streaming, it's a real easy click. I want you to go to harto.com. It's H-A-R-T-O-U-G-H. And while we're talking with Linda, you can look at some of these images and pictures. Now, Linda, are you a golfer yourself?
No, I'm an avid watcher. How about that?
That's good. That's exactly what my wife is. She won't touch a club. I can't convince her to play, which is probably a good thing, but she loves coming with me.
So. I played when I was young. My father was an avid golfer all his life, and he pretty much demanded that I learn. And so I took lessons, and I played nine holes. And then he said, well, if you don't like it, you can quit. And, you know, it was very frustrating to me because of being so visually oriented. Mm-hmm. I hit the ball, and it didn't go where I wanted. I thought, you know, who needs this?
Everybody, it happens to everybody. LPGA and
that.
PGA Tour
yep.
players.
No doubt. Well, you know, you've accomplished so much. Some of the things that just... As I was going through some of the website and the accomplishments, a Lifetime Achievement Award from Golf Digest. You're the founding trustee for the Academy of Golf Art, and your paintings hang in homes owned by gentlemen like, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Ray Floyd. You know, a couple names folks might recognize. You know, how do you manage to bring such life and realism into these paintings?
Gosh, I don't know. They take a long time. My process of painting is really intensive, and the paintings take 3-4, sometimes up to 6 months.
Wow.
I'm working on one right now, St. Andrews, the road hole again.
Wow. Mm.
And it's just, I just get immersed in it. I don't know. It's just incredible detail. I have pictures of every single blade of grass, so.
That's amazing.
I didn't want to get all that in there.
I had a feeling I was going to ask you how long it took to do, and I was expecting a couple weeks or a month, but looking at the detail and the images, I can see how it would take that long to do. Okay, going to put you on the spot again here. Was there a particular course or a venue that you found more challenging than others, or one that was really difficult to do?
Well, probably ones with buildings in it, like the one I'm doing right now.
Like the road hole, sure, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because you're painting every building and you know, like a tree, if it's a little not exactly like the tree, no one's going to know. But
right.
The building has to be perfect. So it takes extra long and extra, you have to check everything, make sure everything's the right proportion and right, you know, it's just endless checking.
Sure, yeah, and I guess... You know, that's a unique thing in today's modern day where cell phones, Photoshop, you know, pictures, even golf selfies are sweeping the world. One of the things that I found so striking on your website and with your work is that I'm searching for a better word, but the depth of the painting, because oil paint, there's something special about oil on a canvas where it's able to capture more than just the regular colors, and it brings such life to it. I wanted to ask you about youth, and the USGA and the PGA Tour are putting such an emphasis on youth. And tell me a little bit about this Academy of Golf Art and what you're doing with kids these days.
Well, I have done quite a bit, actually, with the South Carolina Junior Golf Association as well. I've donated a lot of prints to them, and I donate to a lot of different organizations that support junior golf prints for their fundraising. The Academy is primarily formed to promote the genre of golf art in the art world. So it's a little bit different, you know, purpose for it. It's mainly to provide shows to different organizations to promote golf, basically.
Absolutely. That's so exciting. And, you know, folks, again, I want to throw out the website again there. You definitely need to go to hartogh.com. It's hartough.com. In addition to finding more about Linda and getting to know her a little better through the website, you can see this fabulous art and opportunities, of course, to purchase prints there too. So,
yeah, did you go to the studio button where you can see work in progress?
I sure didn't. I missed that one. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, well, you can see an actual painting from start to finish from photographs that I take while I do the painting, and it shows you kind of how the paint's layered on there. And I paint in a process called a la prima, which is pretty much everything's done at once while the paint is wet.
Mm-hmm.
So I work in sections, and it looks odd, but
sure.
You see the painting sort of come alive with starting from just the drawing to all the way to completion in sections.
Very cool stuff. Well, I have to tell you, my grandfather was a renowned oil painter, and he did mostly English landscapes. And I used to watch him growing up. I mean, I watched him for hours because he painted these huge canvases, and he only used a knife. Now, do you use different techniques when you're painting?
Yeah. Well, I use a palette knife to put the paint on the canvas, so the paint has quite a lot of texture. It's thick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use little tiny brushes to basically draw in it in the paint and work it in to get its detail. But it's still, if you see an original, you see the texture of the whole surface. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's three-dimensional almost.
And I think that's what really brings it to life, yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm having a very nice show of my original artwork at the Morris Museum of Southern Art in Augusta, Georgia. It'll be there February 28th through May 17th. So if any of you are going to the Masters,
yeah.
please
I'll
go
be there.
To the museum see my show.
I'm going to check it out because, you know, it's been on my bucket list, and I don't mean to overemphasize this. For 35 years, I've wanted to take my dad to Augusta, and I'm going to find a way this year. And we will stop by and see okay. it. Linda, it has been such a thrill to talk with you. And folks, I want to mention one more time, if you're interested in prints, originals, even finding out more, go to harto.com. That's HARTOUGH.com. One more last question for you, Linda, before we get you know. I know you're working on the road hole right now. What's your next project coming up?
After that one, I'm doing, Aquanic in Vermont, and, then I have a couple others that, you know, there's a lot of private commissions coming up, so.
Okay.
I have a full slate for next year.
I bet. And looking at your work, I don't doubt it. Linda Harto, thanks so much for joining us, Linda. Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet you soon and catch up again soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. So, thanks to you too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
bye-bye.
Linda.
All right. That was Linda Harto. Wow. I just words can't obviously on radio do it justice, but I want you to check out her website, harto.com, HARTOUGH.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's something about the texture, the dimension of an oil painting that takes you to a place unlike any photograph can do. So don't look at the cell phone pictures on Google. Take a look at some of these beautiful paintings, and you'll thank me for it. We're going to take a quick break. We're a little past the break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about River Wilderness, and we have free golf to give away. Stay tuned for details after the break. You're listening to WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota.